The following is a class on the topic Bhagavad Seva, given by His Holiness Ratudas Ji Maharaj in USA.
So this program is very important program. I was telling you about the conversation between Srila Vyasadev and his Guru Maharaj, Narada Muni. So, Vyasadev, after writing immense literature, Vedic literature, Vedas, he divided one Veda into four Vyas division. That's why it's called Vyas, because he divided Vedas into four: Ruk, Sham, Atharva, Ajur. And then he wrote so much other literature like Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra. 17 Puran he compiled, and Mahabharata also, Gita also, and he was still despondent, very morose, very despondent, very unhappy, just like somebody have a nervous breakdown. I have done so much voluminous work and still I am not satisfied. So on the eastern bank of Mother Saraswati in North Himalaya, where his ashram was, in Badrika ashram, in beyond Badri, Badri temple, about 1.5-2 kilometers up. Which village is that? Sama? Which village is Lord Vyasadeva's Gupa is there? Anyway, that's the last village in India toward China. That's where Vyasadeva was sitting on the bank of River Saraswati. Sama something. Sama. Anyway, so it's a beautiful sight. Everybody goes there. It's the last, stop. So there, Srila Vyasadeva was very despondent, and because of his unhappiness, his Gurudev, Narada Muni, appeared, and he immediately knew Narada Muni is Trikalagya, like Vyasadeva. He immediately told Vyasadeva, the reason of your despondency is that you have written so much vast literature in which you have stated dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But you did not mention about Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees and loving exchange between them. The loving exchanges. In other words, throughout your write-up, you have cheated the human beings. You have cheated them by giving them dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and mainly karma yoga, mainly karma kand and jnana kand. Karma kand, 80,000 slokas. And upasana kand, hardly 10, 20. So upasana kand, and even though jnana kand, upasana kand, so this is all nonsense. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that jnana kanda, karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala, vishera, bhanda, matke, kevala, vishera, bhanda. It is nothing but poison, and you have wrote so much literature on this. So how can you have a satisfaction? And that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, very second sloka. Anybody knows second sloka? Very good, very good. Dharma projita it kaitava atra. Dharma projita kaitava atra paramo niramat saranam satam. Vedyam vastava matra vastu sivadam tapatraya unmulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kim vapara isvarai sadhyo hrudi avrudhya tetra krutibhi susrusubhi tat kshanat. Immediately it uproots. So dharma projita kaitava. Dharma projita, kicked out. Kaitava, cheating. Cheating religion is kicked out from this Purana. Cheating religions means dharma, artha, kama and moksha. That is not stated in Bhagavatam. No cheating. Paramo, and what is describing? It describing paramo, dharma, paramo, param dharma. Dharma paramo, nirmatsaranam satam. Nirmatsar, sudh bhakta, pure devotees, nirmatsar, who are non-envious of anybody. Nirmatsaranam satam, who are satam, who are sant, sadhu, their dharma, that, those kind of people's dharma is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedyam vastava matra vastu sivadam tapatra unmulana. Or this religion will uproot all the tap, all the suffering of living entity. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krutya Kimva Paraiswarai. Srimad Bhagavat, which is compiled by Mahamuni Vedvyas, Kimva Paraiswarai. What is the use of other literature? No use of other literature. Kimva. What is the use? Kimva Paraiswarai. Sadhyo hrudya avrudyate atra krutibhi. Sadhyo, immediately it uproots all the unwanted things from the heart of the living entity. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Puran propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion, from the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. this beautiful Bhagavat, compiled by the great sage Vyas Muni in his maturity after compiling all Vedic literature, Veda, Vedanta Sutra, maturity, he compiled this Vedic literature called Bhagavatam, and this is the most important Vedic literature, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any another scripture? What is the need of any another scripture? You don't need anything except Bhagavatam. Kim va para Iswarai. What is the need of other literature, scriptures? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Within his heart, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Avrudhyatri kutibi susrusubhi tat kshanat. The Lord is susrusu bhi tat kshanat. Immediately, Lord manifest or established in his heart. So what is the use of other literature? This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as millions of sun, and that's all one needs. So in Bhagavatam 11th, 12th canto, there is sloka, you know, all of you know that sloka, that devanam achyuto atha. Devo me achyut Krishna, a supreme topmost hai. Devo me topmost, who is the topmost among the all gods?
The demigods, the chief of the demigods?
Devanam achyuto, Devo me achyut Krishna topmost hai. Vaishnava me topmost, who is the topmost in Vaishnavas?
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. And Puranam idam tatha. Puran me, all Purano me, which is a topmost Vedic literature? Bhagavat. Puranam idam tatha. Or Nimna gatam yatha ganga. Nimna, niche ki or behne wali nadiyo me. Kaun si sabse shrestha nadi hai? Ganga. Nimna gatam yatha ganga. Ganga. Or Puranam idam tatha. Purano me shrestha puran hai Bhagavat Purana. So we should serve this Bhagavat Purana and person Bhagavatam and book Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Naistiki Bhakti हमारे in our heart, pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving, devotional service becomes established in our heart by serving Srimad Bhagavatam. Serving meaning studying, scrutinizingly, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Not just reading, but scrutinizingly studying. We have to study it with scrutinizing, analyze, by analysis, analyzing we have to study. And we have to study it every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. How that sloka goes in the beginning? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayaj Janayadi Asur Vairagyam Chayadaita. That is different sloka. Anyway, I'll start all over. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishti. So, Nasta, Praya. Praya means mukhya. Immediately, Mukhyata, Praya. Nasta, Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Abhadra, whatever is there contaminated in our heart becomes null and void immediately. How? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavat Sevan. Bhagavat Seva means reading Bhagavatam scrutinizingly, studying Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. So we are expecting that this couple name, what is the name?
Ravi and
Vanila. 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 What is that?
Vanila.
Vanila. Vanila and
Ravi.
They both will read Bhagavatam together. I tell you how to read. When you come home, you have a nice, beautiful child, grown-up child. So you sit on that chair on your dining table and she cooks and you read Bhagavatam to her. So both, that's what we were doing, isn't it? We completed whole Bhagavatam first time like this. She would cook, I would come back from work and we would read Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. So no wasting time. She will cook and you can read to her. And also all of you memorize the beautiful sloka from Bhagavatam. Everybody has to. No use of your youth and develop intelligence. Very developed, and you all are very intelligent, intellectuals. Intellectuals means scrutinizingly study Srimad Bhagavatam. That is where you should apply your intellect. You should, not that those two, Vanila, Vanila and Ravi, I'm just telling them to read Bhagavatam. Everybody should read like this. Pankaj Paramat. Pavitra Gora. Pavitra Gora and Sachi Bhakti. Sachi. Kachi. Sachi. True Bhakti. Sachi Bhakti. Juthi Bhakti nahi. Sachi Devi. Sachi Bhakti. Sachi Bhakti will cook and you will read. And you... You will read and who will cook? Mataji's name? Anupama. Anupama Radhika will cook and you read. And another promise you have to give me today. And that is when you wake up, first thing is you press the button of your MP3 player. You all have a smartphone. Apple 6, 7, 8, and Android book, notebook 4 and whatever. Okay, so if nobody has money, then I'll give you. But buy it. You have to buy it. I'm just kidding. Just MP3 player, you know, Apple MP3 player will cost you $50. Be a very nice sound. Put it on auxiliary or Bluetooth. Based is Bluetooth, so you can take speaker into bathroom. So, then here, 1 hour it takes. By the time you put clothes on, it takes me 1 hour. I don't know why, but I keep hearing. That is my bhakti. Not wasting a single moment. That is real bhakti in the bathroom. You cannot do bhakti in a bathroom, can you? But Sravanam bhakti. Anybody can hear in bathroom. It's not contaminated, right? Sound vibration is subtle, and subtle cannot get contaminated by dirt of a bathroom. So, here, and a real bhakti in a bathroom. How nice it is, 1 hour. Every day you take. At least half an hour. Huh? Such a nice thing to do. Sometimes I just take my time more in the bathroom just to hear. Just to hear. Just to hear. Because there are no other activity. No other activity you cannot do. No attending phone, no attending anything. So here Bhagavatam from Prabhupada. Beautiful lecture, Prabhupada, on Bhagavatam. So you can hear. Best. And that is how you will learn sloka also. I learned all my sloka in bathroom. Believe me. And old days, I used to put lecture on repeat mode. So I would hear one lecture 20-30 times. And I memorize whole lecture, sloka, translation, everything. This is Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. You take bath every day, don't you? Who doesn't take bath every day? Okay, he will take. Just to hear. He's kidding you. So, raise your hand. Who will hear Bhagavatam class by Srila Prabhupada or by any ISKCON devotee? Doesn't matter. But start with Prabhupada. It's good to hear Prabhupada. Who will hear Prabhupada every day while taking bath? Who will hear? Yeah? I told you over and over every time. Last time I told you or not? I told you? No? It cannot happen. I tell everybody, prescribe everybody every time I go, everywhere I go. I prescribe this. It's such a nice. Huh? Last day, last? Nay? Okay, so this time. This time. And then I'll ask you next year I come. Isn't it a very beautiful thing to do? You have nothing else to do. During that hour, you can wear your clothes, you can put tilak, you can srungar, you can put your, sari, or you can bathe yourself, brush yourself, whatever you, comb yourself, whatever you have to do. But ear are not used, are they? Your hand, maybe, or whatever. But ears are unused, no? So why not do bhakti in bathroom? Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. You can even sing sloka or whatever Prabhupada sings. So Kirtanam in bathroom. And it's not out of our niyam that you cannot take mala into bathroom. That is not niyam. But your ears, you can take it in the bathroom. You can definitely take.
Time ki samasya maharaj dur ho jayegi. Log baag bolte hai time nahi hai.
Haan. So nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttam sloke. So ek, when you hear Bhagavatam every day, then what will happen? That pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna will be established within your heart. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir. Bhagavati Bhakti means pure bhakti. Transcendental loving, unalloyed transcendental loving devotional service will get established in your heart. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. So such a great fortune, believe me. Such a great fortune. And you haven't done this up till now. You should have done this as soon as you became an ISKCON devotee. Not even initiation. You must have heard Bhagavatam every single day. In a temple it's easy, but it's more easy at home. Just when you get up, press the button. And you are all young chap and little offspring. They don't mind. And wife and husband, no sasur, no mother-in-law, no father-in-law, no laws, no any kind of laws. How nice. So you can press the button on the top of your speakers, you know, and walls nobody hears. And even they hear very, very, very little, it will go outside of your apartment. Don't worry about it. Nobody is going to call police on you. No 911. It will be, you can put blasting volume, no problem. Because nobody hears that much, you know, you can hear. So who will do this, what I am prescribing? Who will hear Srila Prabhupada Bhagavatam class in the morning, as soon as you wake up? No? Vinita?
Vinila.
Okay? You and every wife should wake up before their husband. Here is ulta. That is hard. Prabhuji, you are touching too much now. Good, good. My wife used to do that for many, many years. But now it is other way around. Not a single. Okay, we'll excuse you. Don't feel embarrassed. So, you should press button. And then you can wake up your husband after you and keep listening. This is very important. Very important. And believe me, Krishna, you are so fortunate. Krishna has given you such a nice span of life, whatever it may be. 2 years, 10 years, many years. Krishna has given you this, you know, by yourself. No disturbance of any other family members. You can do this, you cannot do this. I am disturbed, you are waking me up. Husband and wife, they wake up because you are on H2, H1, whatever. So, wife has nothing to do in her whole day home, whole day in holiday home. Everybody is in holiday home. So, have a holiday.
But he puts the speaker so loud, so I hear.
Yes, you hear. Yes, don't feel embarrassed.
Yeah, it's good.
My speaker is a very, very big speaker. It is Bose and big speaker. Even they must be hearing downstairs sometimes. You are hearing downstairs? It's, you know, I put it on a blast so I don't miss anything. Yeah, that's the idea. I don't miss anything. I don't want to miss anything, whatever Prabhupada says. Or if somebody is disturbed, then put earphone. And if somebody is allowed to hear at work, put one earphone in the earphone from your phone and hear, and other ear for boss, and this ear for Swami Prabhupada. Nice, eh? This ear for Prabhupada, and this ear for boss. I'm giving you tiptics, very important tiptics. This is not a joke. This will do good to you if you can hear at work. Many people can hear. Many IT people, they work from home, and they work around the clock, day and night. So they can keep hearing day and night. One ear for call, they are on call. Doctors are on call. Up doctor, down doctor.
Engineer.
Good. Doctors are on call. So they can be on call, no problem. But hearing. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We are not joking around. What we are discussing, one word. What is that one word? Nityam. So if you hear 1 hour in the morning, Bhagavatam Nitya, every day, then whole day will be surcharged. Just like your Apple 6, you charge it, then whole day it can work for you. So surcharge your head with Swami Prabhupada, and it will last you whole day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving devotional service will get established in your heart, which is the real accomplishment of human beings. This is punsam ekantata shreya. This one of the question in this chapter is punsam ekantata shreya. What is the ultimate good? Oh well, what is it doing? Punsam ekantata shreya. However, the same sloka came out. Tatra tatra anjasa ayusman bhavata yad vinischitam punsam ekantata shreya tannah samsutam arhasi. Tatra tatra anjasa Ayusman Bhavata Yad Vinishchitam. He Suta Goswami, please tell us in nutshell, not beating around the bush, that all the scripture you have learned from Vyasadeva, we don't want all these things. You hit right on the nail. And what is the nail? Punsam ekantata shreya. Punsa, मनुष्य मैनकाइंड एकांतत श्रेष्ठ टॉप मोस्ट. एकांतत मीन्स टॉप मोस्ट, श्रेय अल्टीमेट गुड. तन्ना संस्कृत महर्षि प्लीज टेल अस व्हाट इज हाउ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स कैन बी फुल्ली सेटिस्फाइड, हाउ दे कैन बिकम टोटली सेटिस्फाइड. सपुंसम एकांतत श्रेय. व्हाट इज द अल्टीमेट गुड ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स? दिस इज ए मिलियन डॉलर क्वेश्चन. एकांतत श्रेय, नॉट अदर श्रेय, मनी, हेल्थ, हाउस, हनी, गोल्ड, कांचन, कामिनी, दिस दैट, नॉट दैट श्रेय. एकांतत श्रेय, टॉप मोस्ट. हरे कृष्ण.